Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And hello, welcome in. Tuesday edition of the program underway here on the Big X Sports Radio. A lot to get to today. Juwan Morgan, he's got a contract of sorts with the Utah Jazz, which is good news for him coming out of the NBA Summer League. Also, some recruiting notes to get to. And a interesting note yesterday as the summer months come to an end somewhat, with now the players in Bloomington getting a little bit of a break. The coaches, mainly, I'm sure, Cliff Marshall, the athletic conditioning, strength and training coach for Indiana, names a champion of the weight room. Who's most improved in the weight room? And I was surprised to see who it was. We'll talk about that. Again, some recruiting stuff as well. And how about Highlander Youth Recreation Little League? They're playing out at the intermediate, not state tournament, intermediate World Series. They've already won the state tournament. They've already won the regional, and they're 2-0. If they win the game Wednesday night, they go to the championship game. So big stuff about that. We'll talk about that as well coming up. A lot to get to on this Tuesday program. Let's take a look at the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. On this Tuesday program, little change in the lineup. Once we get through the headlines and cover some of those topics I just mentioned, Greg Doyle's tied up, unfortunately, at the Colts practice, and we thought we had it worked out where he was going to join us from Colts practice, but it's not going to work out today. So Stu Jackson of thehoosier.com is with us, and we're going to talk IU basketball, all this recruiting stuff, and a lot of other things as well. Mike Pegram is also on vacation today, so we've got a little different show. Stu first, and then the second half of the program. A lot of people missed the Anthony Leal interview on Friday that we had, so we're going to play that back for you coming up here later today. So that's what it looks like. The guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Don't forget, you can mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you'll get $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at these Hoosier headlines for today. A summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. Great stuff for Juwan Morgan. He has signed a deal with the Utah Jazz. It's not at all encompassing for the whole season, but the deal includes an invitation to the team's 2019 training camp. Of course, he was on the Jazz Summer League team this past summer. Played in 6 of 7 games. Didn't always get many minutes. Some games he did, other games he didn't. He averaged 4.7 points and rebounds per game in the outings that he had for the Jazz Summer League team out in Vegas. His big performance was against Minnesota. He had 8 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists in that game against Minnesota, did Juwan Morgan. So great for him. Again, I'd like to see him just get a chance in the NBA. I don't know that he'll ever be a star, but I think he can be a good role player. We know what type of teammate he is. We know what type of worker he is from his days at Indiana. And I've said this from the get-go, if he could just find an opening, a chance, I think he can earn a roster spot. Again, I don't know that he'll get a lot of playing time. I don't know that it's something that will last for a career or a whole bunch of years. But after the summer league, this is the best thing that Juwan Morgan can ask for, getting an opportunity to sign a small-time contract with the Jazz, get to go to their training camp, and obviously compete as much as anyone for a spot on their roster for this upcoming season. So let's cross our fingers that this continues to work out for Juwan and that he can start his professional career in the NBA as an actual member on the Jazz roster, not in the G League, not overseas. Those are okay. If it has to go that route, that's fine. And, you know, if he does make the Jazz with the two-way contracts now, very likely that he does bounce back and forth, I would think. But let's hope that he actually begins the career, his career as a pro on the Jazz roster. And yesterday was a good start to at least getting a really good opportunity for that. Yesterday, a tweet from the IU men's basketball account, it says, quote, "Each summer, our coaches select the guy who improved the most in the weight room. This year's off-season champion, it is Joey Brunk, the incoming graduate transfer who has 2 years of eligibility." That tweet was included a video, I should say, of Joey Brunk hitting it pretty hard. A lot of different scenes from over the summer of him in the weight room, working out, doing different weight-related exercises. And then, of course, he's got the belt, the champion belt they give to the winner who is the most improved in the weight room in the offseason. It also includes a little bit of commentary from Cliff Marshall, IU's strength and conditioning guy, the guy that heads up all this off-season work in the weight room and beyond for the IU team. So that, I think, should increase excitement about Joey Brunk. It's been talked about his leadership coming in, his ability to communicate. He's a little older than some of the other guys, and he's not just there for a year. He's there for 2 years, so he'll have the opportunity to really sink in and become a key part of this Indiana team. He already was a bigger guy, long guy, tall guy. Now he's apparently got a little more beef to go with that, which is not a bad thing in the Big Ten Conference, especially when you think about Joey Brunk and Deron Davis and some of the other interior presence that Indiana could have in the conference next season. So I think as we get to August 1st, we're there in just a day or two, that's good news. That's exciting news to see that a new guy on campus has stepped up and was the top performer, the top effort giver, and made some big gains in the weight room in this offseason. Also, some recruiting stuff yesterday. Yesterday was a good recruiting day for Indiana, coming off of a commitment on Friday from Trey Galloway, and then earlier before that, Anthony Lill announcing that he's down to two schools, Indiana and Stanford. Jalen Bridges, who is another player that Indiana has really been focusing in on in the 2020 class, he announced that he was going to cut his list to 10, and he did so yesterday afternoon. Indiana, one of 10 schools on his list, joined by Ohio State, Alabama, Miami, Xavier, Texas A&M, West Virginia, Pitt, Southern California, I believe, is the SC on his list, and Oklahoma State as well. So 10 schools for Jalen Bridges. Indiana has really, I think, for an out-of-state guy, targeted in on him, and obviously he's got schools from across the country at the high major level recruiting him. He's down to 10. I really, seeing these lists of 10, and then they'll cut it to 5, and then maybe to 2 or 3 before they make their decision, really make me appreciate Trey Galloway, who, by the way, has no Twitter or social media account, by the way, and also Anthony Lill, who never published a list and never said a whole bunch about his recruiting other than who had offered him scholarships, where they just say, hey, here are my final two, or in Trey Galloway's case, here's my decision, here's where I'm going, without a lot of fanfare. The lists are good. They give us stuff to talk about here this time of year. I know it also creates a lot of excitement around these kids on social media, but a top 10 list is obviously still a lot of schools, and that's going to get cut considerably by Jalen Bridges. But for what it's worth, Indiana on his list of top 10 schools at this point, the only other Big Ten school in the list, as I mentioned, Ohio State. So we'll see what happens with Jalen Bridges as we continue to follow that recruitment. Here's another recruitment that is interesting to me as well. Blake Wesley from South Bend Riley, an in-state guy. He got offers yesterday just within a 24-hour period from Purdue, followed by Indiana. So coming out of his performance, he was at that NCAA Academy last week. Coaches from Indiana, coaches from Purdue and other places as well got an opportunity to see him. And if I'm not mistaken, earlier in the week, or maybe even over the weekend, he got a scholarship offer from Notre Dame and Cincinnati as well. So he's had offers from the big three high major schools in Indiana literally in the last, what, 2, 3, 4 days at the most. Cincinnati joining that list as well. I know he's got offers from Wichita State, from DePaul, a number of other offers as well is what he has. So And he started back in June getting mid-major type offers. Now he's already up to that high major level as well. So Blake Wesley, another in-state name, a younger guy as well to pay attention to as Archie Miller hopefully continues to work his magic recruiting the state of Indiana. Also, how about Highlander Youth Recreation Little League? They scored a run in the top of the seventh inning yesterday to beat the host team in the Intermediate World Series in Little League Baseball, the host team Livermore Grandata, California. HYR with that run in the top of the seventh made it a 2-1 final score. If HYR beats the Alabama entry on Wednesday night, it advances to the U.S. Championship game in the Intermediate Division of Little League Baseball. So that's a step above the major division as far as ages go, but that would be obviously another big opportunity for a local team to not just play for a state championship or play in the regional and make some noise, but to get to the World Series and maybe have a chance to win the U.S. championship game. If they win Wednesday night and they beat McCalla from Alabama, that's where they'll be headed. So that is interesting to follow. Really lots of success once again this year, this summer, from our District 5 teams, our local Little League teams, no question about that. We'll head to a commercial break. That's a look at the headlines for this Tuesday edition of the program. Stu Jackson of thehoosier.com is with me next. We'll talk about some of the recruiting tidbits that I mentioned already. We'll also get his thoughts on the addition of Trey Galloway, which happened on Friday as well, and see if he thinks, like I do, that Anthony Leal, just a matter of time until he joins the 2020 class at Indiana as well. We'll cover all of that, the off-season stuff with Joey Brunk being named the biggest gainer in the weight room, and a lot more coming up next. This is a Tuesday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. Stu Jackson of thehoosier.com is my guest. And Stu, of course, covers IU football, basketball, recruiting, and more for the Hoosier.com website and joins us from time to time here on the Hoosier Report radio program. Lots to get to today related to IU basketball. I want to talk some Juwan Morgan with you. I want to talk some recruiting notes for today from here recently as well. And also Joey Brunk and his off-season work in the weight room that was highlighted yesterday on social media by IU men's basketball account. But I want to start with your thoughts on a couple of things. It's been a while since we've spoke. Trey Galloway made it official that he'll be an Indiana Hoosier when his high school career at Culver Military, Culver Academies, concludes after this senior season. Your thoughts on the pickup of Galloway, an in-state player?
I think it's a tremendous pickup for Indiana. I know people sometimes read too much into the star rating or, you know, where a kid is nationally ranked, but this is a guy that's going to be, you know, a terrific four-year contributor for IU. He's the son of a coach. You know, he plays for his dad at Culver. Mark Galloway's the head coach there. So in that regard, I think that's also something that was probably very appealing to Archie Miller and something that, you know, resonated with him, the fact that, you know, Trey had a similar background to him. And he just brings a level of toughness that I think Archie Miller really wants to see out of his players, wants to start bringing in more of into the program. You know, he's continuing to make progress with his shooting. He didn't shoot the ball that great during his junior season. I think it was around 27%. But, you know, it went up during AAU season, and it's something that he and his dad have said they're trying to work on. So in that regard, I felt like he improved a lot this spring from April through July, and he's going to be a great player for IU.
Talking with Stu Jackson about the addition of Trey Galloway to Indiana, I've heard this, read this, and I've seen Trey play a number of times, and I agree with this, but you don't often hear a recruit that's got multiple offers from high major schools be recognized as a defensive stopper and a defensive player. Normally it's all about, oh, he's a great shooter, oh, he's got great athleticism, oh, he can play this position at the next level. It's things targeted toward offensive ability, ability to score the basketball, athleticism, general things that are going to help a player be successful at a conference, at a school like Indiana, in a conference like that. You don't always hear defense in that setting, in that type of conversation, but that is something for him that as it came down the stretch, I don't know that we knew he was coming down the stretch and ready to make a decision soon, but one of the things that coaches would talk about and others watching him and evaluating him would say was, he's going to be a defensive pickup at the next level as well.
Yeah, you know, you like his length, obviously, with that, you know, 6'4", 6'5", kid that's going to, you know, be able to hold his own on that end of the court, be able to guard. You know, I think he can end up guarding anywhere between, you know, the 1 through 3, maybe the 4 a little bit, depending on the matchup, but yeah, that's absolutely something that I would agree with. You know, he was tremendous defensively every time I saw him, always gave great effort on that end of the floor. And so, yeah, while I did, you know, mostly speak to his offensive abilities, there's no question that he's going to be an asset for Indiana on the defensive end of the floor as well.
Now, Stu, he becomes a recruiter for Indiana. This is self-proclaimed. This isn't something that we're guessing or talking about. And Trey's a little different. Somebody mentioned this to me, and I think I read it in a story last night, talking about him, maybe an interview with him, but the dude doesn't even have a Twitter account, but yet he said, hey, one of the reasons I wanted to commit first was so I could be someone that pursues my buddies and other people to let them know what we got going at Indiana. So I thought that's interesting, and, you know, most kids, like a player I'm going to ask you about here in just a little bit, Jalen Bridges, you know, they announced their top 10, they cut it to 6 or 7 or 5, then they cut it to 2 or 3, then they have their announcement. It's all done through social media. They gain a lot of followers and attention that way, and hey, there's nothing wrong with that. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that some of these guys have. No one else ever will, to play high-major college basketball, to go to school for free, maybe to play professional ball down the road. But I got to believe that Trey Galloway just – out of the blue, committing, no real heads up, no list, no finalists, no nothing, and no social media account either. That's just different in today's world as far as kids and recruiting and college basketball goes.
Yeah, it was pretty surprising, honestly. I mean, we did find out a little bit before he went public with it that he was going to be making an Instagram post, but I mean, it was just a simple thing. It was just, you know, done deal. And then I think maybe a few hashtags, but no long, like, you know, I'd like to thank family, friends, coaches, you know, a long list of things like that, which, as you said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But there is, you know, I think something to be said about, just kind of a simple manner in which he approached it and announced it. You know, interviews, he's been, you know, terrific with every reporter that he's talked to, you know, with our John Sauber, as well as, you know, others that he's, you know, done interviews with since he committed. So absolutely, that's you know, that's something that I think really speaks to his character and how he was raised, and just the, you know, job his parents did, the great job his parents did in raising him.
Talking with Stu Jackson of the Hoosier.com, of course. His dad, we talked about this some yesterday on the program, Mark Galloway, a coach, former coach at Carmel, now has been the coach at Culver, has, you know, obviously done a great job, and obviously a guy that was a good player when he came up. So an interesting addition for Indiana. How do you think – I've got two questions here. How do you think Galloway affects the Leal recruitment? I guess that's kind of an obvious question. It has to help, I would think. Because of their friendship and their even mentioning of maybe potentially wanting to play together. But also, what is your prediction, what is your thought on Anthony Leal? He's down to two schools, Indiana and Stanford. We had him on the program Friday. In fact, we're going to replay the Leal interview coming up after you and I finish our discussion today. But your thoughts on that, and ultimately where that could end up, and does Leal become another member of the 2020 class alongside Galloway, in your opinion, down the road?
Yeah, so Anthony, he's down to a final two of Indiana and Stanford, as I'm sure many of your listeners know from, you know, listening to the program or, you know, reading various sites and publications. And so, you know, they've obviously been very close friends for a long time. They played together on the same AAU team. But that being said, it seems like Stanford has done a better job of making Anthony a priority. And, you know, you've got so many guys that they're recruiting. If they decide to take another player at the wing position, which is, you know, kind of what I would classify Galloway as, you're looking at a four-man class with, you've already with probably two wings and then a point guard or a ball handler and then a post player of some kind to fill those four spots. Obviously, one of them is already filled by Trey. You've got Matt Cross and Jalen Bridges also vying for that other wing spot, again, unless there's an unforeseen transfer that maybe creates a fifth spot for, this 2020 class down the road. Should one of these guys take their recruitment into the spring, I think it will have an impact. But again, because of, just the big picture as a whole with, all the guys that Indiana's after that, play a similar position to Anthony, there may be other things at play that, have a bigger impact than just, Anthony's relationship with Trey when it comes to whether or not, he chooses IU. It wouldn't surprise me if he committed to Indiana, or if he chose Indiana, but, at the same time, like I said, Stanford's been on him for a really long time. And as you know, these situations are always very fluid, but it certainly helps Indiana. And, obviously if you can find a way and take a kid of Anthony's caliber, you find a way.
Talking with Stu Jackson of the Hoosier.com, let's keep it with recruiting here for a moment and talk about a very interesting player to me, Blake Wesley from South Bend, another guy from in the state. South Bend, not always an area that has been very kind to Indiana or that Indiana's been very involved in. Of course, Demezi Anderson, I think, was the first commitment, the first signee, the first recruit for Indiana in many, many years from the South Bend and really the northern part of the state for Indiana. That said, Wesley's a young guy. He's been making some noise this summer. He was active recently at the NCAA Academy with coaches there, including Archie Miller and some IU assistants over at Illinois. Within the last 3 or 4 days, he's picked up a number of big offers, including from in-state schools, Notre Dame, Purdue, and Indiana yesterday. I think Cincinnati also in the mix. He's got a number of other mid-major scholarship offers as well. We've not talked a lot about Blake on this program. He's a member of the 2021 class, so will be a junior as school starts back and the high school basketball season gets here. What can you tell us about him as a player? And he sure seems to be a guy that finished the summer, at least the month of July, on a good note, adding a lot of offers to his list.
Yeah, he's somebody that was, in addition to, as you mentioned, being at the NCAA Academy in Champaign last week, he was also with his high school team at Archie Miller's team camp in late June. So he performed really well there. I thought he was one of the top, if not the best, performer there. Just very smooth shooting stroke, really like his handle. Somebody that's, you like his length and athleticism, and somebody that is going to, I think continue to improve. And, we've got him in the top 100 nationally for our 2021 rankings. And, I think he'll, if he continues to show what he's shown this summer, it would not be surprising at all to me to see him continue to climb those rankings and improve upon his current position.
Stu Jackson, the Hoosier.com, talking some recruiting at this moment as we look at some IU players and IU targets. Jalen Bridges announces his top 10 yesterday. Indiana, one of two Big Ten schools in the mix. And again, this is a top 10 list. It's not a top five or a finalist list of two or three schools. I think that's when you can start to get excited and wonder if this young man might become an Indiana Hoosier. But you followed his recruitment. You've also seen him play. A little bit about his game and where you think Indiana stands. There's so many schools involved with him, so many scholarship offers for him. It's really, I think, hard to get a real accurate read as far as where Indiana's at with Jalen Bridges.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, just with, top 10 list, that's always something that, while it's nice to see kids narrow their list and things like that, it's I much prefer to see a top five or something smaller because, as you know, Matt, these kids only get 5 official visits. That's the max per NCAA rules that are allowed. And, you know, if you've got a top 10, you don't really get, or if a kid releases a top 10, I should say, you don't get a good sense of, okay, which schools is he really looking at officially visiting. You get a top 5, a top 4, top 3, that sort of thing. You know, okay, these are the schools he's seriously considering that he'll probably end up taking official visits to and that he'll be paying very close attention to. Indiana offered Jalen in late June, so not exactly one of the first schools to enter the mix in his recruitment. So in that regard, I think that puts him a little bit behind compared to some of the other schools that entered his recruitment or that have been involved with him for a little bit longer. But he's someone who I thought shot the ball really well this spring. Again, you really like same thing with that I was talking about with Wesley. You really like his length and athleticism, and you know, he's someone that, you know, has a pretty similar skill set to you know, like I said, some of the other wing players that Indiana's been recruiting, as far as just, you know, the needs that, you know, Archie Miller is appearing to try to address with this 2020 class. So I think if Indiana makes the second round of cuts, let's say Jalen releases the top 5, then we can really start saying, okay, like, now he's seriously considering IU. That being said, it is good that, you know, Indiana made the initial cut. But, again, I want to see, you know, something closer to a top 5 before, you know, I start saying, you know, Jalen Bridges is, you know, giving Indiana serious consideration.
Absolutely, right there with you. We're talking with Stu Jackson of TheHoosier.com. Stu joins us from time to time as we talk IU basketball and a lot of recruiting as well. I do want to talk some stuff as far as Juwan Morgan and a couple things for next year as well. How about Juwan getting an opportunity at least to be a part of the Jazz's 2019 training camp? He signed a contract that you might be able to speak on. It was called an Exhibit 10. I don't know that I've ever heard that term used before with an NBA contract. But nonetheless, Juwan Morgan getting a little closer to having a legitimate chance at an NBA opportunity for next season. Can you speak a little bit more on the contract, what Exhibit 10 means, and what this opportunity looks like for Juwan?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the Exhibit 10 deal, just a brief overview of that. This was something that was added in the most recent NBA collective bargaining agreement between the league and its players. And basically what it allows a team to do is, you know, they can sign a player and bring them into training camp. It, you know, guarantees a training camp invitation. Now, this contract can also be converted into a two-way contract, which, you know, allows if a player's on a two-way contract, they can, you know, spend a certain number of games playing for the NBA franchise's G League affiliate, as well as the NBA club itself, kind of moving back and forth. So if a player gets waived on an Exhibit 10 contract, they can still sign with the you know, the NBA club's G League affiliate for a bonus of up to $50,000, which is, you know, above average for, you know, a G League player's salary, of course. In order to get that bonus money, though, you need to be with that G League affiliate for 60 days. So the bottom line is it's kind of a way for these teams to almost secure the rights to players or reserve them. I don't know what the best way to describe it is, but sort of incentivize them, I guess these players to, you know, stick with the team that gave them a shot at training camp and, you know, maybe put off going overseas and going that route professionally for maybe at least a year, perhaps longer, depending on how they play.
And
just as far as the opportunity itself, because I know you asked about that. I mean, he played very, very well in the summer league with the Jazz, and you know, he was only one of I want to say it was 8 or 9 players on the 17-man roster that they had between the Salt Lake City summer league and the Vegas summer league to play in at least 4 or more games. So in that regard, he really positioned himself well to earn this opportunity, and it's certainly well-deserved.
Talking with Stu Jackson of TheHoosier.com, one of the other subjects I wanted to bring up today is Joey Brunk. IU putting out some social media stuff yesterday about this year's off-season champion in the weight room with the most improvements in the weight room, and a nice little video clip of Joey Brunk going through a number of different exercises with weights and obviously working very hard. Does that surprise you at all to hear that Joey Brunk is already older than some of the players and more mature than some of the players and a bigger guy than other players on the Indiana roster, but he clearly taking this summer to transition from Butler to Indiana for the next 2 years and working very hard? I think that's really good news, and maybe the most exciting news if you're an IU fan that you've heard all summer is that Joey Brunk's on campus, he's working hard, and by the way, he's most improved in the weight room.
Yeah, when I saw that news come out, I was just thinking, you know, that's exactly what Archie Miller brought Joey Brunk in for, to set that kind of tone and to have that kind of mindset and work ethic. Like, that was the exact kind of work ethic that he was looking for, you know, when he was, you know, talking to Joey about coming here and how he thought he could fit. As I'm sure you recall from, you know, listening to Coach Miller talk at Huber's back in May, one of the things he really liked about Joey was the fact that, you know, he was just going to have this contagious attitude and work ethic that he felt like would really benefit the current IU roster, a personality that, you know, this IU roster desperately needs. And so in that regard, it wasn't too surprising to see him be the off-season weight room champion. But you're absolutely right. It's a terrific sign if you're an IU fan that you know, this is a guy who's a grad transfer who's going to be here for 2 years, that is already making the most of his time on campus, you know, in the short amount of time that he's been here, and somebody who is, you know, backing up his talk with his actions.
Stu Jackson, the Hoosier.com, joining us for some talk about IU basketball. A little closer to the full schedule as well. I mentioned last week it came out that Troy is going to be a non-conference opponent of IU this coming season, but still a few holes that we're waiting to find out, and unfortunately we'll probably have a better chance of finding those holes out as other mid-major, low-major schools announce their schedules, as opposed to getting a full release from Indiana. That normally, I don't think, comes until the Big Ten schedule has been released as well. But we're getting close, Stu, on a schedule. That's the big question. Everybody always wants to get that schedule in hand.
Yeah, of course. I can't even tell you how many times I get asked, you know, by readers and fans, like, when's the schedule coming out? And I'm like, believe me, if I know, I would tell you. I'd like to see it myself so that I can, you know, plan accordingly for our, you know, annual basketball preview magazine and, you know, some of the opponent previews we do. But yeah, I think as now that we're, you know, getting closer to August, I'm sure it's bound to come out this month. I believe it was mid-August last year that the schedule, the non-conference schedule at least, came out. So I don't know that the all the dates and times or you know, TV designations have been settled at that point or you know, declared, but at the very least you got dates and opponents, and that's what, you know, people are, you know, at least around this time of the year, most interested in as we get closer to the start of the college basketball season.
Stu Jackson with the Hoosier.com joining us. Stu, you can check out his great work at the Hoosier.com, and Stu, as always, we appreciate your time joining us on the program today. We'll do it again very soon, I hope.
No question. Thank you so much for having me, Matt. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Again, Stu Jackson with a lot of stuff today, covering a lot of different topics. Always fun to have him with us here on the program. Again, Greg Doyle today in Colts practice, had some conflicts. Stu was going to join us later in the program after Greg, but we couldn't get Greg today, so we'll readjust, and appreciate Stu coming on a little earlier. Coming up after the commercial break, we're going to replay an interview that I did with Anthony Leal of Bloomington South, who announced his final two, Indiana and Stanford, last week. Of course, keep in mind, this interview was done maybe 2-3 hours before Trey Galloway committed, because I asked Anthony in the interview, once we talked about his situation, about playing travel basketball, AAU basketball with Trey, and about the chances of those guys maybe playing together at Indiana. So some good stuff. If you missed it, Anthony Leal coming up next to talk about his final two schools. This is a Tuesday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
You know, a basketball hero around here is treated like a god.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
You know, most people would kill to be treated like a god just for a few moments.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And welcome in again to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. This is producer Douglas Scott Wolverton. In this segment, we feature an interview between Matt and Anthony Leal, recorded late last week here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Here's Matt and Anthony Leal.
And we're back on this Friday program. Probably not a bigger name in IU recruiting right now than Anthony Leal out of Bloomington South. He's a homegrown kid, and yesterday he announced his final two, Stanford and the hometown Hoosiers, on his list, and he joins us today for a chat about his recruiting and how his summer full of basketball has been going. Anthony, thanks for taking time out during this busy time.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Busy summer for you. June was full of lots of basketball with your Bloomington South team, which is always one of the great programs in Indiana. And then you had an opportunity in July to hook back up with your Indiana Elite team for a final run of sorts. You've played with that program and with some of those guys, including Trey Galloway, for many, many years. And it ended in a big way. You and the team both had a very big performance out west in your final AAU tournament of your career.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun way to end off with a bunch of guys I grew together on and off the court with every summer pretty much since high school started. So it's a really good way to end and really good on a high note. Meant a lot to all of us.
Talk about what it's like to play with a group, even in the summer, even in an AAU, a shoe setting, with guys where you really get to know each other, you really have relationships, you know each other's games. It's almost the relationships over a number of years, much like a high school setting.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing and a special opportunity we all have to be able to travel all over the place and play in front of a bunch of places and go a bunch of places, but more importantly, to be able to go together and work each other mature as players and just as people in general. So it's been a really special opportunity for all of us.
We're talking with Anthony Leal. He's a 6'5" guard, will be a senior here really in just a few days at Bloomington South High School, a member of the 2020 class. Yesterday, Anthony, you tweeted out your final two, and I kind of like how you've done things. I don't think, unless I've missed it, I don't think you've ever really had a list per se. You know, a lot of kids put out a list and then they trim their list. You just kind of had schools that recruited you, and you announced yesterday that you've got two you're still considering at this point. Stanford, obviously, and Indiana, the final two that you will choose from. I'd like to talk with you about each of those schools and some things that you like about them and relationships you have with both of those finalists. And starting with Stanford, they're not close at all. They're obviously not in the Midwest or in the state of Indiana, but they have a really, really strong interest in you. I'm curious, how long have they been recruiting you? When did that start?
I'd say it started during my junior year. They kind of introduced themselves and we built a really strong relationship and then they eventually offered, and then since their offer, they've pretty much been in constant contact, and then multiple coaches on the staff have been in contact with me weekly, and we've grown a great relationship.
From a basketball perspective, because I want to talk to you about academics here in just a moment, but from a basketball perspective, what stands out to you about Stanford? What would make you be willing to go across the country and play at that program and leave some of your surroundings? There obviously have to be some strong things that keep them this much in the mix.
Yeah, I mean, I really believe in what the coaching staff is doing there. They've only been there, you know, 2 or 3 years, but they've shown great improvement year by year, and they've shown their ability to develop players pretty well. So, as you saw in their draft pick they had in Casey Ockpala this year, but it's really intriguing just to think about, you know, the type of opportunities and the doors that'll be opened if I do end up playing basketball at Stanford. So it's definitely a great opportunity to have, and it's a blessing for sure.
Anthony Leal, Bloomington South, our guest today on the Hoosier Report. Academics, I love that. They are very important to you. Stanford, obviously, a very high academic school. I've got to believe that that's something also of great interest about the Stanford program and really the university as a whole.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, growing up as a kid, my parents always emphasized that it's there's a life outside of basketball, and that really should be revolving around God, and not only God, but also school. So I really tried to emphasize getting good grades, and it's paid off as I've got the opportunity to play basketball and get a degree from one of the top schools in the country. So it's a blessing to have, and it's something that is really interesting to me because I've really emphasized academics that have gone through high school and stuff like that, and really tried to focus on having some type of life outside of basketball and thinking about what's really going to come once the basketball stops bouncing and I have to really move on to my life and you know, whether it's in 5 years or in 20 years, just to be able to have some to lean back on after I finish up playing basketball.
Very interesting to hear a high school senior to be talk about life after basketball. While we're talking about that, what would life after basketball, we all hope it lasts a long time for you, Anthony, but what would life after basketball look like? What would be a major or two that you're interested in? And is there a career path that if professional basketball doesn't work out, or even if it does, when it comes to an end, what would be some things that would be interesting to Anthony Leal off the court?
I really have no idea concerning majors or anything. I know I'm interested in psychology, human psychology, stuff like that, and I really have a growing interest in the environment and how we can help it. So those are probably two things that really interest me, but I have no really plan or anything as far as what I want to study or what I want to major in or anything like that.
Understand. Anthony Leal, our guest today. All right, we talked some about Stanford. Let's talk about Indiana. It seems like since the Hoosiers offered you a scholarship back in the spring that you have become just a really big priority for Archie Miller and the coaching staff. Do you get that sense? And it sounds like you're in pretty regular conversation with Coach Miller and the coaches. Talk about where the recruiting is at and how it's been since the spring when the offer came.
Yeah, they've been extremely consistent in reaching out and keeping in touch and checking on me as a basketball player and just as a teenager living in Bloomington, since it's the same place that they're living in, you know, growing their families too. So it's been great to stay in really close contact with them, and Coach Miller and Coach Ostrom have made me feel like they really need me and want me. So it's been really good.
Obviously, you're in the backyard of the campus. Your parents have some affiliation with the school as well. Almost an open door policy, right? I think you've said in other interviews, the coaching staff has invited you to be there basically as much as you want to be there and take it in and get to know the situation as best you can before you make a decision.
Yeah, they've pretty much given me the opportunity. Whenever I feel like I want to, I can go over there, do whatever, you know, hang out with them, do that kind of stuff. Whenever the schedules line up and stuff like that, and it's not a dead period or anything, so we've made sure to follow by the rules. But it's been great to have that kind of freedom to be able to come over and interact with guys as I feel like I want to and I need to.
Absolutely. Anthony Leal is our guest talking about his final two down to Stanford and Indiana. He announced that yesterday on social media. What's it been like to grow up in Bloomington with IU basketball since your young days? A big topic, not only in the state, but especially in the Bloomington community as well. You basically have grown up around it. What's that been like to see a program change, evolve, maybe take some steps backwards, then take steps forward? You've seen a lot of everything going back through most of your life, really.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I've pretty much been within a 5 to 10 mile radius of campus at pretty much any point in my life. So it's been fun to be able to grow up rooting for the Hoosiers and all that kind of stuff. And like you said, there's been lows within the basketball program and everything, but I think at the end of the day, that's what makes the highs and all the success all the more worth it. So it's been fun to watch the roller coaster for sure, but it's what makes the good things so much more worth it is all the struggle and knowing all the work that they put in. So it's as far as growing up here, I think it's really been fun to just be able to watch how the program itself just kind of develops and changes, and it's been definitely like a dream to have this opportunity, so I'm super blessed.
Anthony, when you think ahead about the chance to play high major Division I basketball, whether that be at either of your final two schools, What are some things that between now and the high school season and between now and the start of your college career, basically a year from now, that Anthony Leal wants to work on with his body, with his physique, with his game, with his shooting? What are some target areas that you kind of know this is what I want to work on, this is where I want to get better if I'm going to come in as a freshman a year from now and contribute at one of these two programs?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I want to keep getting stronger, keep improving my athleticism, that kind of stuff. But as far as, like, skill work and everything, I think definitely all aspects of my game are going to need to improve, which I've been working towards. But it's never going to stop the progress I need to keep making is what I'm going to keep working for. So being able to, you know, defend at a high level or dribble against some of the best defenders or be able to score whenever my team needs me to are all those kind of things that I've been working on as far as what I can do better, definitely. And then I'm really trying to work on becoming mentally stronger, you know, because it's a lot of the game physical, but if you're not mentally focused and you're not mentally locked in and stable, then you're going to struggle. So I've really been working on that as well.
Anthony Leal joining us today talking about his recruiting. Any timetable for a decision now that you're down to two? Do you want to get it done before the start of your senior year? Have you set a specific date or time of the year when you'd like to make this decision and get it out of the way?
No, I haven't set any specific dates. It could be anywhere from a couple weeks to all the way down to closer to the season, but I'm really emphasizing and trying to make sure that I get everything figured out before senior season starts, so I can try to focus on my high school team and the most success we can achieve as a group.
Let's talk about visits too. I mean, obviously in Indiana, as long as it's not a dead period, you basically have an open door opportunity to get there. But what about Stanford? With the distance between Bloomington and Stanford, do you expect to take another visit? I know you've seen the campus once, but do you expect to take another visit there, or is that still up in the air?
It's still up in the air. I had a great official over there during March, which was great. It let me learn a lot more about the campus and see everything more intimately. But after announcing the final two and everything, now me and my family have a chance to play a little bit and talk to each other about what we think is most important, and then I can figure out whether I really feel like I need to take more visits or not. So it's just kind of up in the air right now, and I'll know more, you know, in the following weeks.
Absolutely. Anthony Leal joining us today talking about his recruiting down to two, Indiana and Stanford. But let's get away from recruiting stuff to finish up here for a moment. Your senior year is getting ready to start at Bloomington South. You play for a legendary coach in J.R. Holmes. It's one of the great high school basketball programs throughout the state. And yes, you're a front runner on the team as far as potential and talent and the ability to lead Bloomington South this year, but it's a very good nucleus of Bloomington South players, which should be no surprise to anyone that follows basketball in our state. You got a chance to play with them in June. It's obviously your classmates who you'll see again here very soon when school gets back. But talk about Bloomington South for next year, your goals individually and the goals of the Bloomington South team in your final year of high school hoops.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of potential as long as we stay grounded and we play one game at a time and just try to stay focused on getting better as a team. But I think my individual goals and the team goals are pretty much the exact same. We just all want to win and be able to succeed and have fun together. Especially we have a pretty deep group of seniors. That's 6 or 7 of us. So we're really just focusing on trying to play as much and get as many wins as we can, especially since it's our last season.
Talking with Anthony Leal. Final question. This has kind of caught some steam, I think, at least with IU fans and the public recently. But Trey Galloway and you guys go back on the Indiana Elite team for a number of summers. You just finished up, as we talked earlier in this interview, out in California with the team at an Adidas event. You all still have Indiana. Both of you guys are being heavily recruited by Indiana, I guess is the right way to put it, in the 2020 class. It's that one school, I think, between your all's list that matches up. And you've said you've talked about playing together before. Talk about those conversations with Trey. And also for IU fans that want to know more about Trey as a potential Hoosier as well, what his game is like and what some of the things that impresses you as his teammate?
Mm-hmm. As far as the playing, I think he's really special just in the way that he plays so controlled, yet he dictates pretty much what goes on the court, and he's a great versatile player, you know, being about the same height as me, we're pretty much the same, but he he dribbles well, he passes well, he has that great attitude, he can shoot it, he's tough. We've been playing together for about 3 years now, but we've grown a lot on the court as well as friends off the court, whether it's just hanging out or talking and everything. And I'd say as we've gotten through this process together, we've gotten to know more about each other, and just we figured that since we've had so much success on the Indiana League playing together, we could potentially do that in college, depending on where each other goes. So it's intriguing, and we both are interested in seeing what the future holds for each other.
Anthony Lille, great stuff. Anthony, congratulations on coming up with your final two great schools, and we appreciate the opportunity to hear from you today and learn more about you and where things stand.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And again, that's an interview between Matt Dennison and Anthony Lille, recorded late last week here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. And this is producer Douglas Scott Wolverton, hoping you have a nice day.